Hello everyone, and welcome to your teacher's favourite books podcast. Each week I will chat to a different teacher about their favourite books as a child and what they like reading now. Joining me on the second episode is Miss Andrews. Welcome, Miss Andrews.
Hi Fatima, how are you?
I'm brilliant. You ready to share your love of reading with your pupils?
Definitely.
Excellent. Let me start by asking, did you have a favourite book when you were very young?
I did. I loved The Babysitter's Club by Anne M. Martin. It's a load of books about a group of girls who love to babysit. And I remember me and my friends started to read these books from the school library. And then once we got into them, we used to go to the local library every week and we would start getting all the books out. We'd take them out and then when one friend read one, we would swap over and we'd read them all. And we loved it because one of our favourite games when we were children was we used to play mommies and daddies. And we used to have our baby dolls and we used to imagine ourselves as moms. So when we started reading these books, it gave us a bit of confidence, and then we used to start knocking on all my neighbours' doors, and anyone who had small babies, we used to ask the mom of that house, "Oh, can we mind your baby? We'll be gentle." And surprisingly, me and my friends, every week we used to have some babies that the moms in the area would let us mind. They'd put in the pram and we would go around because we lived in a cul-de-sac and there was a big hill in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and we would go around that hill in circles, wheeling the prams, thinking we were all brilliant.
You were brilliant. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Staying safe, of course. And what did you particularly like about it? Anything else?
No, it was just that because that was our favourite game. It was one of the games that we used to like to play because we used to think at that age that I was great and we couldn't wait to be an adult because we thought adults had a great life, that they had kids, they were looking after the kids, that the moms could go to the shop and cook dinner. So we thought that was something that was like great, but obviously when you get to an adult your outlook changes on that. But yeah, that was the main reason. And I think when we were able to start minding the babies, that really was like, oh yeah, I can't wait till I get bigger and have a baby of my own.
How old were you when you were reading that series?
I would have been in Key Stage 1, so I would have been in Ireland. The education system's a bit different, so it was third class, which is like year 3 equivalent.
Oh, yeah. Well. What about picture books when you were younger? Does anything stand out to you that you remember?
I used to get annuals every year for Christmas, and some of them would have comics in them. So, like, Beano.
Ooh, lovely.
I used to get a Beano annual every year at Christmas, and that would have pictures. They were picture comics, and there was one called Danny. He was a cowboy. We used to get them. I remember there used to be a Barbie one as well. Because every Christmas, I used to either get a book, an annual, or a porcelain doll, because they tended to be my favourite things.
Oh, and wonderful.
Yeah, and because my birthday was in January, I used to get the same again for January. So if I didn't get a book I liked at Christmas, I would get excited, because I'd be like, okay, they didn't get me that book, so I can ask for it for my birthday.
Wonderful. Have you shared the reading the Beano with your own children or the Babysitter's Club? Is that something that you've recommended to your own kids?
Because I've got all boys, I don't think they'd be into the Babysitter's Club. But I did introduce my boys to comics, and it's one of the reasons why my son now, who's in year 9, he started to get interested in the Japanese manga books.
Yeah, they're quite popular.
And he really, really likes them. So I've started to buy him them books because they can be quite expensive, because some of them have to be imported to this country. So, yeah, I did introduce him and I showed him. They thought it was quite... he thought they were quite slow, so he would make fun of them, whereas the manga books are more fast-paced. But yeah, he's interested in comics now because I showed him some of the comics from when I was younger.
Brilliant. Let's move on to when you're a little bit older, like our children in Key Stage 2. What was your favourite book at that age between 8 and 11?
Wow. I was quite an advanced reader for my age, so I used to read a lot of Richard Layman, Dean Koontz, and Stephen King books. I was into a lot of horror stories then. I think it was because one year we watched Chucky and we had watched a horror movie, me and my friends, and that got me into those books. So
look at the A certificates, kids.
Yeah, so I literally had read every Richard Layman and Dean Koontz book that was in my local library. And when I had finished them, it was actually the librarian who had said to me, why don't you try Stephen King, because Stephen King is fairly similar to those two authors. So I've read a lot of Stephen King books as well.
How you mentioned that they were horror books. Mm. How do you know that they belonged to that genre?
The librarian had pointed me in that direction. Because I had said to her I want spooky tales, because I remember when there was a school book fair, I had bought this book and it was called Ghost Stories. So it had lots of different ghost stories in it. So I went to the library and I said, look, I got this book from school and I really liked this book. I want to try more of this kind of book. And she was like, oh, well, Stephen Koontz and Richard Layman do these books. I don't know if you'd be able to read it because you're a bit small. And I was like, oh, I can read really well. So she gave me two of the books as a trial to see if I could read them. And then when I went back the following week, she tested me. And she was like, okay, so what was this book about? Because she was a big fan of them as well. And when I was able to tell her in detail everything that had happened in the book, she knew I was able to read them. So she allowed me to take out more.
Go, Miss Andrews. You mentioned a couple of authors that you really enjoyed reading. Are there any other authors that are up there with your favourites?
I've liked Cassandra Clare because I love The Shadow Hunters. I tend to read more books about mythical creatures. So like the Twilight Saga series.
That's on my to-read list.
I love it. It's fabulous. Hunger Games, I like dystopian books as well, so I've read Hunger Games, I've read the Divergent series, and Shadowhunters is a really good one. My son has recommended a new book for me, it's called the Summoner series, and that is very similar to Philip Pullman's books.
His Dark Materials.
Yeah,
that's a lovely
series. Yeah, like I was trying to think of the movie, The Golden Compass. Yeah, and the Summoner book series is very similar to those. It's about a boy who has a familiar, and he goes to an academy because when his powers kick in, he's able to summon demons, and that demon will come beside him, a lot like in The Golden Compass, the way those children have a familiar, and those familiar is part of the child, and helps the child in difficult circumstances. So the Summoner series is similar to that.
Do you have any other strong memories of reading particular books?
Yeah, as I said, I always read, I always loved. I didn't like picture books because I always felt that they wouldn't let my imagination flow. I always preferred to get books
That's
that didn't have pictures in them, because I always wanted to use my imagination and have a vision of myself of what I thought I was reading. So I wouldn't have read picture books. I hated them. I tended to read more. I remember getting, I've read Little Women. I've read Tom Sawyer. I've read Great Expectations.
The classics.
The classics. Secret Garden was one of my favourites as well. Mine when I too. Was a kid. I remember my uncle tried to give me a set of Mills and Bloom one year for Christmas and it wasn't my thing, and I gave it back to him. I was like, no, you keep that. Yeah.
Okay, so what is your favourite book now as an adult?
Definitely Shadowhunters by Cassandra Clare.
Would you like to tell us a bit more about the book?
Yeah, it's a book about a girl called Clary, and she doesn't realise that she's a shadow hunter. Her mom has just been, a group of guys came in and took her mom, and she's trying to find her mom. She doesn't know where her mom has gone. And she goes out with her friends one night and she stops because she sees this boy going to a place, and she says to her friends, have you seen him? And they're like, no. And then she goes to the place to chase the boy to try and find him, and then she starts to see demons. but her friends can't see them. So at that point, she knows there's something wrong with her. So it's all about Clary, and it's all about her finding out that she's a shadow hunter.
And these shadows are the demons.
The shadows are hunting. The demons. They're like werewolves and vampires, and she can see them. So it's only somebody that, it's like being touched by an angel that can see them.
Wow.
And they have a stelo, and with the stelo, they can tattoo themselves, and when they tattoo themselves, that tattoo and that symbol gives them a special power, and so it enhances them to be able to fight against the demons. I remember one year here at Parkfield, actually, it was probably 2-3 years ago when we had the World Book Day. I actually dressed up as a shadow hunter, and I had bought all the tattoos, and I put them all in my arms. And I remember some of the children were like, "What's that tattoo mean? What's that one?" And I remember Miss Gordon down from in the Young Engineers Academy, she actually helped me make a stelly as well. Me and her got a stick, and we got the hot glue, and we painted it over in silver, so we made a stelly as well.
Well, would you recommend it to mums and dads, and why?
Only if they were into that kind of genre of books. If they're into books about mythical creatures, then yeah, definitely.
Thank you for listening, everybody, and thank you for joining me.
You're welcome,
Miss Andrews. Tune in next time for our next episode of Your Teacher's Favourite Books. It's bye from me, Miss Mattin.
And it's bye from me, Mrs. Andrews.